Good morning. How are you? Today we come to the gospel, which I think we need to always focus on. We need to preach on it. We should be able to preach on it every week. It's what we have on the back as you walk out the church. It's been there for 14 years. And Jesus says, "This is my commandment, you love one another as I have loved you." Verse 35, "All people will know you're my disciples because you love one another." Now again, we need to be clear that love means giving away your life for somebody. It doesn't mean we become these la-las that tiptoe through the tulips and we're always very gentle with people and that, because Jesus was not that. Sometimes he was very hard on people. Sometimes he embarrassed people like he did Peter. Sometimes he wasn't the most kind in his words. But what love means is that I'd give up my life for you so that you can go to heaven. It's about putting other people first. And it's right before Jesus died for us that he says, now you got to love one another as I have loved you, which means that other people are more important than you. Don't let them kill it. Other people are more important, right? So you need to die for them. So, of course, that always begins in our family, right? So in family, it isn't about what other people in the family can do for me. It's what I can do for other people. And so that I love them, I put them first. They're not here to do my bidding. I'm here to do theirs. I become a slave to the people in my family. And that has to be there. And that must be where it becomes first. Because just because, you know, I told you the story years ago about the woman who came in and she was crying. And so she came to the church. She's crying about, you know, she goes to the pastor and he was a Mennonite. And he says, "What are you crying for?" And she says, "Oh, I was praying with my daughter last night." And he goes, "That's a great thing. What were you upset for?" Well, as we're praying, she says, "God bless mommy, God bless daddy, God bless grandma, God bless Snoopy," all those things. That's great. What are you crying for? Well, at the end of her prayer, she says, "And God, please let mommy be as nice at home as she is to the people at church." Are we as nice at home to the people we live with as we are with the people we deal with at church every week? And again, does that mean we put them first? Or do we become these holy, holy people when we go to church here and it's like miserable people when we're at home in our family? You'll be judged in how you loved your family first. Did you put them first? And it doesn't mean your personality is perfect. It means that you're more concerned about others than you are about yourself. That's what it means. Very simple. The second place it has to be is in the church. That our parish family must be a place of love. If Jesus says, "All people know you're my disciples because you love one another," then that got to be a church. You know, years ago, before I was ordained, I'm listening to this priest, and he's telling the story. When he was young, there was an 18-year-old kid that was leaving the church. And he went to church every Sunday, and he was very good. And so they invited the priest over, and he's sitting at the table, and then they all leave, and they let him and this 18-year-old kid alone. And so he says, the boy says, "I know why you're here." He goes, "Yes." He says, "So I know you're leaving the Catholic Church, you say. So tell me why. Do you have problems with the Blessed Mother?" "Well, of course not, Father. She's Jesus' mother and my mother. Why would I have a problem with that?" "Oh. Do you have a problem with the Pope?" That's when John Paul was still in. He goes, "No, I love the Pope. He speaks the word of God." "Oh." He says, "Do you have problems with the Eucharist, right? That you don't believe that the bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, right?" "Oh, no, of course I believe that. Jesus said it. Jesus isn't a liar." And so the priest looks at him and says, "Then why are you leaving the Catholic Church?" And he says, "Well, Father, I've been going to church every week for the last 18 years. And never once did I feel loved there." What an indictment on the church. And so some of us, once a couple years ago, I got from someone a letter. It says, "Father, you know, I've been going to this church for a while and I don't feel loved there." Well, the problem is, the reason you don't feel loved there is because where there is no love, put love, and there you will find love. Your job is to love others when you come to church, not look for people to love you. You got that? Because if you come to this church to learn to love others and you make sure you're putting them first, you will experience love at the church. If all you do is come here and say, "Well, who's going to love me?" Well, then you've already closed yourself off, because love, by definition, is always more concerned about others than they are about themselves. So by definition, you come here on Sundays to love others. And then, of course, you'll be loved. But if you come here just seeking love, well, I'm hoping you will find that. But you'll only truly find that when you say, I'm here to love other people, not for other people just to love me. Because Christ said, love others. All people know you're my disciples because you love others. So again, it becomes very, very simple when we do that here, right? That means, like we've talked about 1,000 times, nobody here has their own chair, correct? No, if someone comes in, you gladly give up your chair. Again, if anyone was to ever sit there and say, that's my chair, get out of it, again, you need to leave the church. It's just not your place. This isn't yours. Not one thing. The only chair here that belongs to anybody is that chair there because I'm the pastor and I need to preside over the community. No other chair belongs to anybody. And so what that means is that you gladly give up your place. When someone comes and you see that they're alone, you go out of your way to welcome them into the church this Sunday. That you're always looking when you come into the church about, is there anyone here that I can love this week? Just to say hi, just to smile, just to do something to feel people, make people feel welcome. Now you, of all the churches I've been to throughout the literal world, are the most loving community I've met. You are more concerned about others. You do go out of your way. But can we do better? Of course we can. And we have to make sure that I have the mindset that what I do here is I'm more concerned about others than I am about myself. That's always got to be my mindset. And that includes me. That includes all of us. Doesn't mean we become this la-la community. La, 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 la. It means we put other people first. Third, when it comes to that, is then we need to make sure that if we're loving people, that includes the poor. Because Jesus says in Matthew 25, of course, what you did to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. And then he talks about I was hungry, I was thirsty. And so, again, I can't even tell you, when I'm dealing with people and I ask them, do you take care of the poor consistently, the number one answer is no. And I'm thinking, you go to Mass every week and you still haven't learned. The most important thing is that your money isn't yours, it's God's. Your job is to take care of the poor. You know, again, there was just this past last couple days, a guy who's a pretty famous guy who comes off and he's very angry and judgmental against the church and he has millions of followers. And he just came out and he put out a video 2 nights ago and he talks about how for the last 18 years before his reversion, he lived a homosexual lifestyle and he was living with all these things and da 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 da. And he says, but I have repented and I could have went to hell for all eternity for that, but now I do this and this and this and I ask you to forgive me. But there was no repentance there. There was no, wow, God gave me so much mercy, and now I want to be a person of mercy to others. What he should have repented of is he's been proud, he's been filled with vanity, because he wears an ugly toupee. He sits there and he talks against the bishops and the popes. He sits there and he has the sin of detraction, which is an unkind truth about somebody. He sits there and gossips and he puts on his website people, all these things. All filled with, just focused on, but what I was this. I was a homosexual and I deserved hell. Yes, you were, and that's what you were, if that's all it is. But sir, if you don't repent, you will go to hell, much deeper place in hell, because you haven't learned that the number one thing Jesus said that makes us his disciples is that we love each other. Not that we're the most moral people in the world, though we're called to be moral, but we're called to be moral out of love. What makes you a follower of Christ isn't that you're perfectly moral, though you should be, because of love. What makes you a disciple is that you're filled with love. You may see the difference there. Because as I remember when I was young, we'd learned about the sisters that were as pure as angels, but as proud as devils, and went to hell. Virgins in hell, it can happen. That we can all be people that are so pure and so upright, but if we're not more concerned about others and their salvation, and we do everything to help them. So again, with this man, I sat there and I said, thank you, that maybe now he's learned humility, that the God who is so merciful to him, maybe now he needs to know that he'll be merciful to others. And we need to pray for that. And so again, yesterday I got to give this great talk. You know, people all around the world watch the talk from St. Louis. And while I was there, it was just the very again. I says, if there's people we don't like, and there's people here we don't like, correct? Sure. So what do? We talk about them. Well, how do we love them? We pray for them and we fast for them. So if there's someone here you really can't stand, if there's someone here every time you look at them, you go, oh, I want you to start fasting for them on Fridays till your heart changes. If they're not living the type of life God's calling them to, instead of judging them and talking about them, what I want you to do is sit there and start fasting for them on Fridays so that they come to live a moral life. When we learn together that our number one job before God is to be people of love, we'll do it in our personality, huh? We're not going to become lalas. But that means that we need to be more concerned about one another than we are about ourselves. That's when we become disciples. And that's when we start living God's will among us. You got it? You get it? You gonna do it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. That was a little bit